Cambridge Breakfast with Julian Clover and Lucy Milazzo.
Cambridge 105 Radio.
It is 8:31. It is Food Club time. We are joined on the line by Alex Creppy of Amelie, the Grafton restaurant, which has its little flam cooker. Is that right? Is that how I'm pronouncing it? Hi, Alex. Good morning to you.
Hello, how are you?
Good, thank you. I was just thinking, actually, we have had you on the show when you first started the business.
That's
about,
right, yeah.
I don't know, is it about a year ago?
About a year, maybe a year and a half ago.
A year and a half ago. And things were going extremely well. Lots of fans in the city.
Yeah, no, things before COVID were pretty good. I must admit that the COVID didn't help. It didn't help anyone, really.
Tell us a little bit. How has that came along? What did it do to the business?
Well, I think everyone were in restaurants or retail, or anyone, to be honest, in the first lockdown didn't know what to do at the beginning.
Mm.
We weren't sure what our restrictions were after a few months to see if we could start delivering or not, realising that we could. So we just did it day by day, step by step. The news was changing so regularly that we had to change what our plans were so regularly, realizing after a couple of months we could actually start bringing in the food to the customers.
Mm.
And seeing that would be a trend, I think a lot of people jumped on board to that that direction, and just started delivering the food packs altogether. We have been working with delivery sites, and there's a really good local Cambridge one called Foodstuff.
Yeah, love them.
That we've been working with, but our demand for Amelie restaurants has been more so in the non-cooked items. I mean, the food that we serve is so easy to create, and it's just with a few simple instructions you can make four portions. It's great for the whole family. Obviously, the kids, especially in first lockdown, weren't at school, so I think after a while the parents were getting a bit busy in the house. They're not too sure what to do. So I think creating their own little pizzas as well was really good fun.
Absolutely. As you know, I had a delivery of my own home kit yesterday.
How was it?
And it was really, really delicious. I love actually how thin. In fact, what I really love is that the dough is not the bit that I have to work on. You guys have done that bit.
Yeah, we've done all that for you.
And I have to say, the packaging, really, really great packaging. I opened it up. I was really amazed at how fresh the toppings ingredients looked, and how generous they are as well. Because I wasn't expecting there to be four in there, so that was a really nice surprise. And what I also loved was that I was given the instructions on how to do it, but it's such a simple jigsaw puzzle that I really didn't need them at all. And no, it is a lot of fun putting it together.
I think the concept of giving an Italian instructions on how to make pizza is quite interesting in itself.
Julian, my dear, even you could manage it. That's
They're so different. They're so different to pizzas as well. We call them skinny pizzas because I think flammkuchen, not everyone's familiar with flammkuchen, so it's really just to get everyone on board to understand what it is. But as you said, I mean, they are super, super simple to make. The temperatures, you can make in any household oven. You don't need a pizza oven. They last. The ingredients as well are fresh. We put them in fresh the morning of creation. So at the same time, if we deliver it around the UK as well, you're sure to see it fresh too.
So tell us a little bit about that, because we know that a lot of the independents here in Cambridge, they have all got on to, like you said, the Foodstuff delivery in Cambridge.
Yep.
And it's a very successful thing. Everyone's in treating themselves to a nice little meal that comes through the post. Lovely. But you guys are actually going one step further, and you're going nationwide.
Yes. So we have a lot of customers that don't. I mean, we deliver personally. I deliver personally for 25 miles around Cambridge. So it's quite a large peripheral district. But we have a lot of customers that don't live in that area, and especially in London and Norwich and towards the West Suffolk as well. So we thought, well, why just not deliver it to them? I think it would be a fantastic thing to do. There's nothing stopping us. I think we've got all the right packaging. We've got the right blocks. We insulate it in packaging. in some sort of tinfoil packaging, as well as some gel ice packs. So the gel ice packs last 48 hours.
That's because that would be my concern, because Lucy mentioned how fresh it was, but you know, Lucy lives a short bicycle ride away from where we are now. It's a different matter if there's somebody, well, you mentioned Norwich, but I don't know, for the sake of argument, if somebody in Northumberland decides that's what they really want, and why wouldn't they, because it sounds fantastic, to make sure that by the time it arrives on their doorstep, it hasn't lost any of the freshness that Lucy experienced yesterday.
No, that's right. It's the gel ice pack. So we a lot of the first lockdown, and I think we were actually working on it coming out of the lockdown with the new box packaging. My sister designed the box, and it was really something that we wanted to create. The second lockdown prompted us just to hurry up a bit and then get it sorted very quickly. But it was basically testing out all the different types of boxes, what would work, what would last the longest, because even if you pay for next day packaging, it doesn't always arrive next day. And that's something we're still working on. So we say up to 2 days for now. But it's working out well. People are happy. We're very happy.
Is it something that you think you're going to continue? Once, let's just say, you know, 6, 9, 12 months from now, when everything's back to normal and we're all happy again in our normal lives, are you going to stop? Would you stop with the delivery?
No.
No.
I think it's a new line of business now. I think bringing the food to the customers, it's very difficult for restaurants to adapt, because, especially our size, because we are just one unit. We'd like to expand, and our plan is to expand as well. But I think in today's day and age, you have to wait for the customer to come to you. And I think that's with the likes of Amazon and food deliveries, and people are just so used to getting everything clicked and ordered and delivered to their house.
Yeah.
Although I'm sure they like going to restaurants, we need to be there for them now.
Yeah.
And restaurants are always a bit behind on those trends anyway, but I think it's time. I think lockdown's really helped them all understood that it's not.
Yeah, it has been really interesting to see how quickly the restaurants have adapted, and actually what the customer wants. I mean, I didn't think in my ever would I want a really high-end food product delivered to my door, but actually, why not? It makes complete sense, actually. I was going to ask, I do understand that the restaurant business is probably one of the most stressful ones out there. Has this, I mean, obviously the pandemic is extremely stressful, but pivoting from a restaurant where you've got your diners coming in to sit down to doing the delivery, the kitchen now has got all these orders coming in constantly and postage and all of that. How stressful is just that element alone?
Quite stressful, actually. It's a lot more stressful than I was expecting. I think that over the past couple of weeks, it's more so the stress of not, I like to be in control.
Yeah.
So giving a parcel to someone else, although we work with DPD, they're very good, is fine. I have no idea how they're going to look after the box.
Yeah.
And it does keep me up at night, weirdly enough. It's something I wasn't expecting, but it is very, very stressful. And even with the likes of Foodstuffs, well, Foodstuffs are great, but Deliveroo sometimes, you never know how it's going to arrive. And then if they negatively review us, then it could be just because a delivery driver didn't care.
Yeah.
Or there's something that happened on the way. But it's stressful. It's always going to be stressful. I think we're on thin ice at the moment. So it's make or break every day. So it's really just a question of making sure that...
And presumably, Alex, like everybody else, you're going to be watching for the news we're expecting, we think, later today, as to whether Cambridgeshire ends up in Tier 1 or Tier 2. And I think, as we said here this morning, it could go either way, the information that we're getting. If it is Tier 1, that would presumably enable you to open and served at the Grafton once more whilst running this other business in parallel.
Exactly, yeah. So we'll always be running it in parallel. I think that would be ideal. I mean everyone's in the same boat. We have no idea how busy it will be this year for Christmas. I think has everyone bought everything online already because they thought that this lockdown was gonna last longer? Or are people willing to go out? Are they saving money? Are they not? So who knows what it's going to be like. I think we're going to have to run it parallel. Hopefully we'll be in Tier 1.
Yeah.
So we'll see. We'll see. Fingers crossed.
Right. Well, before we let you go, we need to say, how do we get our hands on one of your home kits?
So you can go on the website Amelie Store. So that's www.amelie store, like a shop store, .co.uk. And you've got all the items online. You can buy them on there. Otherwise, you can go on our Facebook. We've got an online shop through Facebook. You can purchase them. Just place an order and then we send it the same day or the next day to be sent to whichever address you'd like.
And which is, I mean, there's a good variety of toppings there. Which one's your favourite? What's the most favourite one, actually?
The favourite one would be the pulled pork. I think that's everyone's favourite. That's my favourite.
The non-traditional one.
No, not at all. It's very different. So it's just, but we are, as you said, we're generous with our toppings.
Yeah,
we give a good hefty amount of pulled pork, and you can't go wrong with pulled pork. It's delicious. We cook it for 48 hours in hoisin sauce, and then we serve it with hoisin sauce. So it's really good. It's really, really good. I mean, I'm biased, but it is. I mean, it's very good.
No, that sounds great. And some fantastic pictures, which Lucy posted on our Twitter page overnight to just prove how nice it is. Alex, best of luck. Do hope that this works out for you because it looks absolutely delicious. That's Alex Crappy of Amelie, which is moving to UK-wide delivery of Flam Cooker. Thanks very much, Alex.
Thank you, Alex.
Thank you so much. Enjoy the rest of your day.
Well, it's 8:42 now.